back to Matt Flynn Direct on Devil Radio. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. We're talking about the stripping of Marjorie Taylor Greene off of committees and why that is important. It's only one vote. But it gives her, it would give her, if she stayed on these committees, huge exposure. You think about the various committees involved in the impeachment, the intelligence committees, foreign relations committees, other committees. I mean, how many times did you see somebody like Devin Nunes clogging the screen? Remember when he was, they were in the majority and he was the chairman of a committee. How many times did you see Gymnasium Jim, GYM Jordan of Ohio shooting his mouth off? The thing is, you have to have people from both parties on committees, but when you have somebody like Marjorie Taylor Greene on there on the Budget Committee and the House Education and Labor Committee, there are going to be hearings involving those committees that are televised. You simply cannot have her have a public forum like that with many millions of people watching to spread her conspiracy theories. Because Gymnasium Jim Jordan and Nunez and the rest of them are really bad news. But when they said things, even when they were lying, it wasn't said to the extreme conspiracy degree that she indulges in. So I support Nancy Pelosi 100%. Privately, she's told McCarthy, Kevin McCarthy, throw her off the committees, any committees like you did Steve King of Iowa. And if you don't do it, I'm going to do it. And that is a slippery road to go down, because theoretically, if someday the Republicans are in, they can start stripping people they don't like off committees. You don't want to get into it in general. But I would propose a standard. And that is, if anybody proposes the assassination of the Speaker of the House, they come off the committees. I don't think that's too hard to understand. And it won't happen very often, and it won't happen again. But you can narrow the reasons and drag her off. Get her right off. There's another topic under discussion in the White House right now. There are many topics under discussion, but one of them seems fairly simple to me about what to do, but they're actually debating it, and that is this. Should Donald Trump continue to get intelligence briefings from the NSA and the State Department? You might say, well, why would you do that? Well, you customarily do it for all former presidents, Democratic or Republican. And why do you do it? You do it because, first of all, they were elected president, so you assume that they're for America and that this information will give them context and background if they're ever asked for any comments. And usually the courtesy had been throughout American history that a retired president, even a president who is beaten, stays silent, especially on foreign policy. In other words, does not attack his successor. It's especially true in foreign policy. And the rule had been that a former president, if they travel internationally, the minute they set foot on foreign shores, they say nothing to disagree with the current president, even if they do disagree with him, on foreign policy. We have a united front. That has been blown to smithereens by the Republicans. Blown to smithereens. Donald Trump, when he was president, spent his entire time attacking Barack Obama for some reason. Barack Obama didn't respond until the very end, when Trump spread so many conspiracy theories about theft of the election and lying about racial issues, that Obama very courteously would correct the record in some respects. But here's the deal. Right now, Barack Obama, George W. Bush, Bill Clinton and Jimmy Carter get regular intel briefings. Somebody will go down and see him, or they'll call him on a secure line. They'll say, look, here's what's happening in Ukraine. Here's what's happening in Myanmar. Here's what's happening with the commie Ruskies, although they don't call them the commie Ruskies or the Ruskies. They call them Russians. Only on this show are they called the commie Ruskies. Here's what's happening with the Chi-Coms. And again, they do not use that term. Only Matt Flynn Direct uses that term. But the question is, with Trump, if you give him confidential information that he's supposed to keep secret, he didn't keep it secret even when he was president, so that at the end, the CIA deliberately would not share some details with him for fear that they would lose undercover agents in Russia and China and in Africa and Asia and jihadist countries, either on purpose or because he's dumber than a bag of rocks and he'd spill the beans. What he did was the Israelis had a spy deep in Al-Qaeda, one of the Al-Qaeda councils, and they would tip the Israelis and then the Israelis would tip off the United States about upcoming operations. Trump gave information to the Russians that fingered that spy, and the Israelis had to get him out as quick as possible or he would have been captured and killed. Trump did it to suck up to the Russians. The CIA had planted a spy in Vladimir Putin's inner circle. He'd go drinking with him. He was his friend. He'd hang with him. I don't know if they play poker. I do. We would have played poker with him. And the minute Trump got elected and had to be told that, they yanked the guy. They knew that Trump would disclose it to the commie Ruskies. So Trump, if he's giving these intel briefings, has very valuable information that the Russians and the lenders to him of the $400 million he owes, and he won't say precisely to whom, would gladly forgive that debt in return for info that he gets in the intel briefings. They'd gladly do it. And if he had a momentary spasm of conscience and didn't betray some things, he's too dumb not to say some things by way of boast or that he thinks that are not compromising, but nevertheless would let people fill in the blanks. I believe that he cannot get intel briefings. He'll sell them or he'll bungle them. Adam Schiff has said the same thing. I think Nancy Pelosi leans the same way. I think Schumer leans the same way. It's Biden's call. Biden's a very savvy guy, good guy. And I believe that Biden will not give these intel briefings. But if he does, they'd better be pretty bare bones. Like, you know, there's a country called Myanmar. I don't know if you ever heard of it. Did you ever hear The King and I? Well, no, Yul Brynner, no, the different joint. But, you know, you get the idea. Great food. It's near Thailand. A lot going on over there. That's his intel briefing. That is the extent of his intel briefing. China, you ever been to China? No, well, a big country. Okay, that's his intel briefing. He will sell it. He will sell it. And that's a very, very sad thing. Very, very sad thing. It's too bad. The rule book is being thrown out on all relations with foreign presidents right now. Right now, there are bills in the Congress to prohibit the expenditure of federal funds for any monument to Trump. There are bills in the Congress right now to prohibit any building, a federal building being named after Trump, like a post office or anything like that. There are bills in the Congress to prohibit the use of the Trump name in connection with any federal enterprise. When was the last time you heard a bill like that about Roosevelt, Truman, Kennedy, Eisenhower, anybody, even Nixon. They don't name a lot of schools after him. But with Trump, they are intent to make sure that he does not, that his brand of authoritarianism does not live in American history. And that's a very sad thing. It's a legacy of the Trump presidency. We're going to a break. The lines are still open. 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.